Okay, let's get into the next perek here in Tehillim, Perek Nun Hey, 55. As we continue here, David HaMelech, in the preceding prakim, he spoke about his suffering at the hands of Shaul and Doeg and the Ziphim and all of those who gave up his cover. And the story, a little bit of Nov. In this perek, he bemoans the fact that somebody who was very, very close to him turned on him and became a traitor. And that is, of course, Achitofel. And that's what this parak is about. David expresses his pain that not only are his enemies against him, but even somebody who he confided in, somebody who was truthful. And it shows that you can never trust anybody except ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the parak, L'matzeach b'neginos maskil David. Again, this is a tluna, is a complaint of Achitofel. Achitofel, of course, was his trusted advisor who ultimately went against him and followed his son Achitofel and advised his son to rebel against him. This is what's discussed in Shmuel Beis and Perek Tezvav. It starts Perek Tezvav Pasuk Lamid Aleph. If we look at those psukim, we were going to look at Yud Zayin in a second, but Tezvav Lamid Aleph. The pasuk says, "V'David higid leimar Achitofel bakoshrim im Avshalom." David is told that Achitofel has switched sides. Vayomer David sakel no atas Achitofel Hashem. All of a sudden, he knows Achitofel is very smart. He knows he has tremendous advice. The second that David HaMelech hears that Achitofel is on the other side, Hashem says, "Please reject his counsel. Let my son Avshalom not listen to Achitofel. Not listen to Achitofel." And we'll see that his words are accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he did not listen to Achitofel. He listened to Hushai. Says the pasuk, "L'matzeach ben ginos maskil l'David." So ben ginos is a musical instrument. Maskil l'David. A maskil is a type of, song, a type of expression from David. Hazina elokim tfilasi, Hashem, please listen to my tfila. Va'altis alem mitchinasi. Do not turn away from my tchina, from my beseeching. Hakshiva ni va'aneni. Listen and answer me. Arid besichi va'ahima. I will lament. Arid besichi va'ahima, and I will groan. Mikol oyev mipnei akas rasha, from my enemy. Ki yamitu alai oven. They have thrown against me sin. What does that mean? They have besmirched me. They have ascribed to me sin. Rashi quotes both Doeg and Achitofel libeled against me. And tried to say things that this, how could he be the king? How could he marry in? That's what the Rashi quotes here. Doeg v'achitofel machriim alai avonos lahoros sha'ani ben maves umatir mezdami. They're trying to get people to say that you're allowed to kill him. And it's mutter. This is what our enemies have done throughout. Uba'af yistimuni. They hate me with anger. Libi yachil bakirbi. My heart is shaking. Ve'emos maves nafolai. I have the ema of death. Yira vara'ad yavo b. Fear and trepidation have taken upon me. Vatachaseni palatzas. He's shaking. He's covered. Va'omar mihiten li aver kayona. Maybe this is rock bottom. He just wants to fly away. Let me fly away and be by myself. Mihiten li aver kayona. Aufa ve'eshkona. Right. Let me go fly away and be somewhere by myself. Right. The Radak says, why dafka ayona? He quotes the Medrash. Why dafka ayona? Amr Azariah, Rabbi Azariah, B'shem, Rabbi Yudim, Rabbi Simon, V'shakala ofos b'shashi yegeim, heim nachim al gabi sela. All other birds, when they rest, they have to rest. They rest on a rock. Al gabi ha'ilan, on a tree, v'nit fasan, they'll be caught, because they have to rest. Aval yona, b'shashi yaga, but when the yona is weary and tired, he kovetzes achas, he closes up one of the wings, me agatheha, uparachas bachas, but is still able to fly with the other wing. Vihi nitzola, nitzolus ve'in and fesses. It's not caught. So David says, let me go away, but let me keep flying, so I'm not caught. The Al Shech HaKadosh, in his commentary here on Tehillim, in Romamos Kel, it's quoted here in the Kibbutz Yishal HaRav also, has another idea about the yona. Why dafka the yona? It says aver kayona, not kiyona, like Adov. Kayona, we know, always means like the yona. Like, which yona are we talking about? What do you mean kayona? So he quotes that, achinehu matim, shekasher ish sar v'zeif near dafai de'ovav. Let's say somebody's running away from their enemy. And he says, oh, I just want to die. Then I'll find menucha. Miyitein va'amus va'az emsa menucha. That's not always so smart, says the Al Shech. Why? Because who knows what's going to be in the next world? Who knows if he's going to have menucha? Achlumazos, but if you have somebody like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, for example, Ksubas Ayin Zayin, Shahalach im Rucho Vigviyasa la Ganeden, Vinishar Shami, who is going straight to Ganeden, im Babarcho Hayomer, if he says, Mitein Ve'achali Beguf Venefesh la Ganeden, Vanuach Sham, then that's not a danger, right? Because he knows where it's going to be. Me'at, that's what David HaMelech is saying. David HaMelech is saying when he's being chased by his enemies, I want to be like the Yonah. What, the Yonah? The Yonah of Noach. The Yonah of Noach. Noach sends out the Yonah to know if it is safe, and he comes back with Ale Zayis Taraf Befiha. And Chazal say that Ale Zayis was from Gan Eden. And David HaMelech is saying, therefore, I want to be like that Yonah that went to Gan Eden, and then Aufa Ve'eshkona, I will have rest in that space. But that's what David HaMelech reaches, so to speak, rock bottom, when he says that, you know, I just want to fly away. Just get me out of here. He's given up. He just wants to survive. Hine archik nedod alin bamidbar sela. I'm going to go far away and stay by myself. Archik nedod, right, bamidbar, in the desert. The Rambam says that if you're ever surrounded, whether physically or by physical or spiritual enemies, go live in the desert. The Rambam says that in Hilchas Deos, in Perek Vav. There is more of a spiritual issue. He says, Derech Priyaso, Shala Adam, the natural way of a person, Lios Nimshach B'deosav U'B'maisav Achareya V'chaveirav. The Rambam says two things here, as we pointed out in the past. Ramat Zio Solomon has a mimer about this, that a person is pulled after his chevra, his friends, wherever they might be, v'noei k'minag ashi midinaso, and also by the people he's living near. So by the ones that he connects to, that might be anywhere, and the people that he's living with. Lefichach, tzarech adam lehischaber letzadikim, v'lei shevet salach hachamim tamid, k'dei sheyoman ma'aseim. A person always has to be mitchaber to tzadikim, and live amongst hachamim, v'yisrachik min ha'rishayim ha'holchim b'choshach, k'dei shel yilman ma'aseim, so we don't learn from their ways. Hu sheshlomo omer holech el es hachamim yachkam, v'roa k'silim yarua. Ashri yishar lo batas v'shoim, v'chulu. And if there's a Medina, who's Min hokoseha ra'im, vein anasha hochim derach yishara, leilach lemakav sharasha tzadikim. Mnogim berach tovim, find a better place to live. Im hayu kala medino shu yodan, vishomea shmuasan, if all countries that you hear about, noagim bederach lotova, kamoz manenu, like our day, says the Rambam, o she'enu yachol leilach lemedina, shu minogoseha tovim, or you can't go to that other medina, vibrei hagayasos, because of armies, or vibrei acholi, because of illness, Yeshev levado yechidi. Just stay alone. Kinyin shenemar yeshev badad v'yidom. V'yidom, just stay away. And that's what David HaMelech is somewhat saying here. Achikna alim b'midbar, I'll go to the midbar. Achisha miflatli, quickly I will find an escape. Meruach so'am yisoar, from the winds of danger. So now he says to Hashem, Bala Hashem, palag lashonam, swallow them up, Hashem. Palag lashonam, split up their lashon. What does that mean? They're all united. Split it up. Don't let them be united. It's exactly what happens. That's what happens. They were split up. There were two different advices that were given to his Avshalom. There was from Hushai and there was from Achitophel. And what does the pasuk say? Advice of Hushai was accepted, Avshalom was not, and once that happened, Avshalom knew that it was going to be all over. And Perek Yud Zayin in Shmuel Beis, Pasuk Yud Dalid, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Avshalom, V'chol Ish Yisrael, Tova Atzas Hushai Ha'arki, Me Atzas Achitofel. Avshalom says, I'm going to listen to Hushai. Hatova, Levavur Hevi Hashem El Avshalom Es Hara'a. Vayomer Hushai El Tadok Velev Yotar Kohanim, Bazosu, Bazos Yotar Achitofel Es Avshalom, Vezikri Yisok Kedov, Vezos Yotar Atziani. This is what I said, this is what Achitofel said. Vato Shilcho Meher Agidu El David, Leymar. So quickly now, Hushai says, tell David, this is the plan, because Avshalom is going to listen to me, Vechulu, and that's what happens. A little bit later on, once Achitofel hears this, Vachitofel Ra, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Shmuel Beis Perek Yud Zayin, Ki Lo Nesta Atzaso Vayachavot. Once he saw his advice wasn't listened to, he saw it's over. He knew it was going to be, he was going to be on the wrong side of history. Vayachavot Shesachamar Vayakom Vayelach Abeso Aliro. He goes to his house. Vayitzav Abeso Vayechanek. He kills himself. Vayamas Vayikaver Bekever Aviv. One of the four suicides in Nevi'im. That's what David davened for. David says, please split up their advice, and if you have to choose one, and Avshalom chose wrong. Bala, but for David, it was right. Bala Hashem, Palag l'shonam ki reisi chamas v'ribu ir. Because I see there's inner fighting. Chamas v'rib. When there's chamas v'rib, when there's inner fighting, then you know, for sure, they're not going to win. Right? There's a Yerushalmi in Peya, there's a Bamidbar Rabba, Bamidbar Rabba Hashem Naso. Pazik says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Shalom. Afilu, Reb Elazar ben Osher, Reb Elazar HaKapar Omer. Afilu Yisrael Ovdin Avodas Kochavim. V'shalom b'neihem, Kaviyachol Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein HaSato Nogea b'neihem. Shenemar, Chibar HaTzavim Mefraim. Aval Mishenechleku, Manomar Bahem, Chalak Libam, Ata Yeshamu HaGadol HaShalom, V'snua HaMachloke. So David says, they're split, so bring him down, Hashem. Bring him down. Yomam v'layla yisobavuhu al-chamoseh, day and night they surround me. V'avid v'alva b'kirba, they're all in sin. They're all negative. Havuvos b'kirba v'lo yomish merchova tochemirba, doesn't go out of their house. Sin. Kilo oyev yecharfeini. Now here he says it explicitly. It's not the enemy that's against me. V'esa, and I cry out. Lo misan'i alai higdil. Not those that hate me have come upon me. V'esa seremenu, and I hide from them. V'yata. Kind of talking to Avshalom, Enosh Ke'erki, one who has my values, Alufiyu Miyuda'i, the one that's my guide, the one that's my friend, that's who's gone against me. Right? This pasuk, if you remember, is quoted in Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos, Alufiyu Miyuda'i. The pasuk, the Mishnah says in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, that if anybody teaches you anything, you have to give them kavod. Says the Mishnah. Halomin mechaveh or perak echad or alacha achas or pasuk echad or afilu os achas. Tzarich linhog bo kavod. If anybody teaches you anything, even one letter, you have to give them kavod. Shekein matzinu b'David melech Yisrael. Like we find by David. Shelo laman me'achitofel ala shnei dvarim bilvad. He only learned two things from Achitofel. Kra'o, and he calls him rabo, alufo, umiyuda'o, shene'amar, and this is the pasuk. He calls him this when he's lamenting that he's against him. Shene'amar, ato enosh ke'erki alufi umiyuda'i. And the Mishnah continues. It's a kavachomer. Ma David Melech Yisrael stole laman miachitovel al shnei dvarim bilvad. David only learned from achitovel two things: kra'o rabo alufo miyuda'o. He learned him two things. If you learn more than two things, halomei mechavir perak echad or alacha achad, so pasuk echad, diber achad, vilu achad, alachas kama v'kama tzarach linhog bo kavod. That is it. What are the two things? So Rashi and the Rambam both quote the Medrash. One time achitovel walked into the base Medrash. Or walked into David, and so he was learning Torah by himself. Amar lo mebnei ma'ata lo med yechidi. Amru chachamim. Cherev ala badim v'no'alu. Cherev ala sunayim shaldim yechachamim. Shows him to Baba. You have to learn with somebody else. So you have to learn. Bo vasoki mi. Let's learn Torah together. Number one. He taught him you have to learn the chavrusa. V'shuv pamachas matzah is David shenichnas lebeis haknesses b'kom bezakufa. David came in with an upright posture. He was miskavim l'shem shamayim. So im aso mutel asal abrios. And he can be mekayim that. But Achidova says to him, no, nahog nesiyascha brama zrok mar betalmidim, but he says, lower yourself. Don't walk in, become a sakufa. And he taught him that. Those are the two things that he learned. The achronim say, what about that gemara in Sukkah that he taught him about whether you're allowed to throw the Shem Hashem in to stop the water that was overflowing the world. So Rashi there says he knew that. He just wanted to give kavod. He didn't want a paskin in front of Achitofel. The Rebbe Avadia, in his commentary, quotes from the Chidah and the Rosh David that maybe this following pasuk alludes to the two things that David and Melech learned from Achitofel. So again, let's get back to the pasuk. You were so close to me, and you're against me. Asher yachtov namtiksod, together we learn Torah. Namtiksod, Rashi says, we learn Torah together. The Beis Elokim nahalech baragash. We used to go to the Beis Elokim together. So these are the two remazim, right? But asher yachtov namtiksod, that means learn Torah with somebody and go to the Beis Elokim baragash with proper feeling. And don't go become a zakufa. So he suggests, the Chidah says, maybe those are the two that are alluded to here in the Mishnah. The Vesalim Nalach Baragesh, the Bali Musar say, Baragesh is a Rashi Tevis for Barad Re'emim Geshem Sheleg. It doesn't matter what the weather is outside, we go to the Beis Elokim. The Beis Elokim, Nahalik Baragesh. The Rambam also has this pasuk when he speaks about proper behavior in front of the Beis HaMikdash and on Har HaBayis. The Beis Elokim, you have to go baragish, you have to go with trepidation. Says the Rambam here in Beis HaBechira, in Zion Hay. Zion Hay. Lo yekel adam es rosho keneget shar mizrachi shal azara. Shehu shar nikanor. Bebreishu mechuban keneget b'rkashi ha'karchashim. And anybody knows, goes to nichlas la'azara, yehalech benachas, b'makam shemutu lo dikarnas l'sham. You have to be careful. The yira atzmoshu omi lefnei Hashem, realize you're in front of Hashem. Umahalech be'ema ubiyira ubra'ada. You go into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to act with fear and trepidation, shenemar, the Beis HaLukim, nahalech b'ragesh. That's how David HaMelech, again, describes how he and Achitofel used to go together and used to, share Torah and share experiences together. But again, now that has been taken away. But again, b'ragesh, that phrase is used in the positive. Yasha David Davins, Yashi Mavis, bring death aleimo upon them. Because it's a rodef. Yerdu Sha'ol Chayim, let them go down alive, Chayim, ki ra'os bin mugurum bekirbam. Because it's all evil in their livings. Ani elokim ekra v'ashem yoshieni. And David HaMelech has many prakim. After he davins, he reflects his bitachon. I'm calling to Hashem. Hashem's going to save me. Erev vavokir v'tzaharayim, one of the makoros for Zmani Tfila. Erev vavokir v'tzaharayim, asicha ve'ehemeh. I will daven, I will groan, vayishma koli, Hashem will hear my voice. Pada b'shalom nafshi, Hashem has already redeemed, right? Redeemed in past, k'ilu it happened already. Pada b'shalom nafshi mikravli, Hashem redeemed, ki verabim hayu imadi. It could be because many were with me, even were many when many were against me. Yishma kel v'ya'anem, Hashem should hear v'ya'anem. What's v'ya'anem? Here, he should push them down. If you look in the Mitzudis, v'ya'anem here, v'yachni aim, k'mo le'anos mipanai. V'yoshev kedem sel asher ein, and the one who's Yoshev kedem, who's a Hashem, asher ein chalifos lamo, they don't change. These people don't change. Ein chalifos lamo. Rashi says, they don't think about the Yom Chalifa. They don't think about the Yom HaMisa when a person's going to change which world they're in. Rashi, asher ein chalifos lamo, la'osam harishayim harodfimosi. Those rishayim that run after me, ein nosnim libam el yom chalifasam. They don't focus or think about yom chalif, the day of their switching, ein charedim yom hamisa. They're not scared. There's no change. They don't think about the day of change. The Meiri here in his commentary says, they don't think of changing themselves. Chalifos means they don't do tshuva. Ein chalifos lamo, there's no change. Pirsho al ha'oivim klomar shela'olam lo yachlifu midosehem v'hanhagosehem. They don't change who they are. Lakel afilu rega echad v'zem ibnei shelo yaru elokim. Because they don't fear Hashem. The next phrase in the pasuk v'lo yaru elokim. Shalach yadav bish lomav. He, now we're talking about Achitofel. He was sholeach yad. He went against those who were at peace with him, Bishlamav, Chilel Briso. He was Mechalel the Bris, the covenants that he had with his close confidants. Me, he went against that. That's this parak is about the pain that David is in, not just from his enemies, but those that were close with him that went against him. Chalku Machmos Piv. His words of his mouth are very smooth, like butter from the outside. Ukrav libo, but in his heart he's a krav. He's on. It's a war. I didn't realize that all along. Said David. Rachu dvarav mishem, and his words are softer than oil. Vehema psichos, but they're like psichos. What psichos? The psidah siyam charavas. They're like swords. Meaning he's not tocho kabaru. On the outside he's soft. He's well spoken. He'll love you on the outside, but on the inside he has daggers. Hashleich al Hashem yahavcha. Famous two psukim at the end. Throw on your onto Hashem all of your burden, and he will sustain you. Hashem won't let a tzaddik falter. Who's talking here? So Rashi says, Ruach HaKodesh Mishiv Elokein. Rashi says, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, saying back, don't worry, I'll take care of you. Throw on me your burden. The Radak says, it's David talking to himself. Amar David Keneged Atzmo, Ukneged kol tzadikim. Keneged all tzadikim. Throw your burden. If you look in the Be'er HaChaim on Tehillim, he quotes a mashal. He says, from the Avodas Pnim, you have somebody who's an usher who has to go on a trip, and he needs somebody to watch his bag of gold. And he goes to his friend, I'm going on a trip. Nobody wants to take responsibility for it. Finally, the boat is about to leave. So quickly, he's running. So he throws in one of his friends, like, here, I got to run. I have to go catch the boat. I will guard this for me. And his friend realizes that ain brera. He has to guard it because he knows his friend is relying on him. That's what it means. Hashleich al Hashem. Without cheshbonos. Mitoch achraza avisha bashamayim ein li amasha lismoch rak alecha. B'li shelos v'cheshbonos bevadai yetiv lo v'hu yechal kalecha. And recognize that. And that's just, sometimes when we have a big load, if we throw the load onto somebody else and somebody helps us out, then all of a sudden the load becomes lighter. That's what we have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way we have to realize that if our bitachon is strong, is if we throw the load onto Hashem, do we feel lighter? If we feel lighter, that means our bitachon is strong. If we still feel as heavy as it was before, then obviously we didn't throw the load off. Throw the load on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how a person could check. That's how Shaykh al Hashem Yahavcha. And then we quote the pasuk that we mentioned in Rishiyim, Bata, the opposite of Anu Ratzim L'Chayelam Abba. They go to the Be'er Shachas. Bata L'Kim Toridein. Hashem put them down in the Be'er Shachas. But the reverse says Be'er, not Bor. Be'er is overflowing. Right? These were overflowing with wickedness. They kept trying to think of new plans. Anshe Damim Umir Malo Yechsu Yemehem. These people of wickedness and treachery, they will not half their days. What is Lo Yechsu Yemehem? Chazal say that Doeg and Achitofel did not even live till 35, right, which is the half the average lifespan. You mentioned saying Shivim Shana. I saw in the Kamosi Shalarav, he quotes, maybe Lo Yechsu, they didn't think about that Rambam about Mechza Chaya, Mechza Zakai, and we always have to go through life, not thinking about Chetzi Chetzi. They don't think that. Va'ani Eftach Bach. But I will focus on you. Again, this is also the pasuk quoted in Pirkei Avos and Parakei Mishnah Yotes about Talmidei Avraham and Talmidei Bilam. But this is, again, a jam-packed parak. There's more, but we'll have to stop here. Again, Tehillim, Parak Nun Hey.